coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, April 28th, 2022, of course, office to office. How's this for an intimate setting? While we get our new tech system up and running, Eric the Tech is doing that right now. Steve Quill has joined me from his office, me from my office, and we are going to have this rather intimate conversation about how we've become a nation of lab rats. Isn't that kind of where we're at here? And we've done so willingly, and we've kind of become a nation of these willing participants in a giant setting of, I don't know what you'd call it, a social experiment, I suppose. But with that, Steve Quill, stevequill.com. Also, folks, I'm really pushing this mega drought. You've got to get the download or the DVD or download, whatever, mega drought. You got to watch that because it's happening right now. And also, really all of Steve's projects. Just go to gen6.com. Link will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. And order those because, you know what, the more informed we are, the better off we are. So with that, Steve Quill. Steve, how are you, sir?
Really good, Doug. And I don't think that people understand that the, if you will, the mega drought is now becoming so problematic that 40 million people on the West Coast are in danger of having their water cut off, and the power is going to be absolutely problematic, especially if we have a super hot, fiery summer on the West Coast, which it appears we're going to. And when mega drought, and it's more than that, I wish you could have called it mega drought, mega death. But in retrospect, it's hard for people to understand how important water is. And Doug, when you and I first started talking, broadcasting together, and we did the HQ Intel Alert and stuff, we were covering a lot of future problems that are now present realities. And I'm on record as saying, and I don't take any credit for this because I believe, again, I want people to understand, 25 years ago, I said the greatest migration in U.S. history will take place over people fleeing, looking for water to drink. If you look at the drought, mega drought, the drought that's taking place in the United States, it's horrific. I can tell you snowfall in the Rockies is way down, way off. And what most people don't understand, rainstorms don't fill reservoirs. For instance, Lake Mead took 35 years to fill, okay? That's with normal snowfall. And now even in Lake Mead, the original intake, if you will, pipes are starting to show. And what, again, it's so, how should I say, in our face. We're watching. I think we need to deal with right off the bat, the food, the famine, the multiplied lab rat, let's call it the lab ratification, turning us into lab rats by those who hate humanity, the transhumanists, those who are totally opposed to human beings, which is ultimately orchestrated by Lucifer himself, by legions, one third of the angels that fell, that rebelled against Lucifer. It's in the Old Testament. It's a real thing. And you know what's interesting? We're seeing now, even, I remember when Alex Jones was starting talking about the adrenochrome. You and I both know the satanic ritual blood drinking. And now we've got Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly or whoever. This is only important for people to understand. They're openly talking about drinking each other's blood in rituals. So it's so important that people understand that we have become a nation of witchcraft, a literal habitation of devils, and the devil himself wants the death of 250 million Americans. Now, saying that, we're watching food recalls of 60 tons of hamburger yesterday, 120,000 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you unequivocally by people who I know in different areas of government, different areas of intelligence, different scientists, people all over the globe, it's being taken out of circulation to starve America into submission. The date, according to Lucifer, based on the Glyph Project, Doug, is June 1st for the starvation of America to become pronounced to the point that people finally figure out what's been going on. We were watching some of the prime farmland being put out of commission, so to speak. And we're watching Gates, Bill Gates of hell, in my opinion, buying up the majority of farmland. And you're being told, ladies and gentlemen, and again, I don't know how to make this any clearer, that you're going to be eating insects, bugs, and synthetic goo. And with a hydrolysis process taking place in human beings, as opposed to burial or cremation, Soylent Green is going to become a Soylent reality. Soylent Green was a movie, obviously, Charlton Heston and Edward G. Robinson. And what was happening is the global elite, the technocrats, were turning human beings into food wafers and feeding to everybody but the elite. And Doug, right now, there are laws going on the books that we're going to be subjected to only specific calorie counts based on our social credit score. And our social credit score, ladies and gentlemen, is so defined that if you've ever even donated to a church or a cause, for instance, any abortion, whatever, any righteous cause, you're on the list, okay? And it's not a good list to be on. We just, and because of the situation, the changing over to your different system, I'll give it to Eric to put up. But the latest Glyph translated, Doug, and you've seen him, and I'll send it to Eric so he can insert it, is to starve the Christians first. It's so specific by name and by importance to the kingdom of darkness. In other words, the more effective a person is in their prayer life, in their spiritual warfare life, the enemy is absolutely targeting individuals. Now, I want people to understand something. The devil doesn't care how he kills humanity. He will use every available tool in his toolbox. And now, because of the mega drought, without water, basically nothing grows. Without water, nothing or no one lives. I actually had an email. And when I say this, just to show the disconnect, a guy said, well, why should I be worried about water? And I said, sir, if you don't know the answer to that question, I cannot give you an answer that is beyond the obvious. I know this sounds almost insane. And I believe we're watching 5G, what I would call penta-insanity taking place. Go ahead, Doug. Penta-insanity.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. In fact, off air, we had a conversation. And I asked about the 5G. We seem to have lost a little bit of the prior discussion connectivity between 5G and whatever this mutagenic jab juice is. And I'm seeing that now come back into play. So your thoughts on the importance of 5G with in relation to the mutagenic jab juice components in the human element here.
Well, first of all, I want people to understand every single vaccination goo has a specific lot number on it. And there's so much good information on the internet from people with credentials, scientists, some of the great thinkers out there to deal with it in large. But let me explain it very simply. When they invented this bioweapon, even CV-19 had 48, if you will, variants in it. So imagine your bloodstream is a river. And each one of those variants is a boat, a ship, sinking ship, but a ship. They put different viruses in the different batches and then subject it to electromagnetic radiation. People are going nuts. Our brain operates in a specific electromagnetic field. You interfere with that field, you can agitate people to the point of turning them into point taken and made over 25 years ago, is you turn them into zombies. You basically change the frequency. You put them into a stupor. The Walking Dead. So you're either the zombie or Walking Dead. This is science. This isn't, whatever they call it, false narrative. Now, according to Wikipedia, and I call Wikipedia now Wickedpedia, okay? So the thing that I think that people need to understand is you can look up electromagnetic weapons and anything that distorts the human magnetic field. Anything that absolutely is encapsulated, these little boats floating around your bloodstream, I'm trying to make this simple. Every single pathological virus that's either occurring in nature or has been genetically altered in a lab is inserted into different populations in different areas to get the guinea pig effect or the lab rat effect in a person's life. And ladies and gentlemen, you can't, I can't, we can't deny it. People submitted to a false narrative. And this is why some people didn't get any, negative results from the jab initially. But what people have got to understand is this, that I want to reiterate it. The devil doesn't care how he kills humanity. He's going to kill humanity. And now the vampirism, I also stand on the statement I made years ago. We have turned into a vampire nation. And ladies and gentlemen, and this is why, you know, I want people to understand on the Glyph Project. I'll make it real simple. A glyph is a symbol, a sign. It's an illustration. It comes from pre-antiquity, and they all have meaning. So the Glyph Project is going on now. This will be third year. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on it. People around the world, some of the most brilliant linguists, have volunteered their help. I couldn't have done this without their volunteer. But the gist of it is the human sacrifice that's demanded, the blood sacrifice, Doug, that you and I, and God bless Russ. Oh, I miss him with all my heart. But Russ Dizdar, I do. I miss him with all my heart. The bottom line is that we're watching now a blood-saturated nation. And quite candidly, those who claim the faith, the Christian faith, could care less or seemingly just choose not to deal with it. And those who do deal with it are subject to unimaginable supernatural evil attacks. That's not a woe is me. It's all hail the power of Jesus' name. And so the thing is that as a nation becomes so drenched in blood, God has to act. And this is why we're dealing with the lack of water. We're dealing with farmland that's been put out of, usable, I'm looking for a word, usable planting and reaping. In other words, farmland that will not produce any food any longer. We're looking at the most critical, the most critical theft of food that's presented to the people normally. Listen, 120,000 pounds of hamburger, if everybody just eats 1 pound of hamburger a week, that's 120,000 people. So systematically, meat is being taken away from the human population, especially in the United States. We were blessed with it. Now we find out that a biological manipulated pathogen from Plum Island has been infecting ticks. And the ticks, when they bite people, make the people not be able to digest protein. In essence, protein makes people sick. That I mean, you and I covered this years ago. Saddam Hussein, when he was alive, was going to basically cover the United States and with, ticks. He was going to use what's called zoonotic disease. And ladies and gentlemen, we know what we're talking about. I'm speaking in the collective we. I mean, Doug and I, we've been on a long time together, bless God. But what's really critical is this. The elite will make sure they have Chateaubriand. The elite will make sure they have filet, tenderloin. They'll make sure they have everything. They'll make sure you have nothing. And that's what that Klaus Schwab, the swab. And by the way, the World Economic Forum, it just came out. Henry Kissinger, John Kenneth Galbraith, and one other guy, I should know his name, basically were the ones who founded it. Remember Henry Kissinger, with oil they control nations, with food they control people. They decide who lives, who dies. And Doug, this is the disconnect. As you look as an investigator, I'll throw it right back to you. How is it that so many people are cooperating in their own destruction? And there has to be a mind control factor. There has to be, if you will, a electromagnetic interference with cognitive reason. And also, it's a choice. People choose to live in a virtual world. They choose to live in a community of basically computer entries, computer friends, algorithms, and you've been divorced, ladies and gentlemen, through the psychological warfare of locking down the United States and other countries for 2 years. Community, human fellowship, human communications have pretty much been destroyed. So we become a nation of isolates, I-S-O-L-A-T-E-S, both in, on an individual basis, on a familial basis, and on a community basis. Isolation, solitary confinement is a mind torture trick. And people are losing it, Doug. And yet the band plays on. And so, you know, again, from a detective standpoint, tell me what you see at this point today. And I don't know, even the word collective insanity isn't realistic enough. Go ahead, sir.
No, you know, you made some great points. And arrested development, that's kind of what I'm looking at, or how I can kind of explain this. You know, Steve, about that solitary aspect of things. When I took various classes and courses about, you know, how to interview, interrogate, and to get information from people, you let them stew for a while. In alone, away from others, and that kind of breaks down one's psyche. Well, obviously that's what's happened here in the United States, and really all across the world. It's happening right now in China. And then when you look at pictures, and Steve, this blows my mind. You look at pictures of a couple in masks kissing, and you think, okay, there's, I mean, it's stupid, but to me, it's not just a mask, and I want to go back to this again. It's not just a mask. It's not just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It is a mind control mechanism. These are all mind control mechanisms employed against us by the people in power that we have accepted as experts. And by the way, who in the hell made Bill Gates, as you mentioned, an expert in vaccines? Or how do we justify his ownership of, what, 260,000 acres of farmland? How do we, in the World Economic Forum, the infiltration, these are all connected in the larger scheme of things. So I go back to my original phrase, arrested development, because you know what? It's hard for me to believe. And help me out with this. When you see two people in masks kissing, or people complying with the most insane rules, you have to wear a mask when you enter, but you can sit down and have a meal and be maskless, it makes no sense. How do you, I guess, explain that to me beyond arrested development?
Well, I think you and I, in talking before the show, came up, we're lab rats, okay? Yep. We're like, those who are familiar with psychology, we're like in Skinner boxes, okay? The lab rat is rewarded, you know, by a piece of cheese in, let's say this, in the backstabbing world of supposed believers, you know, you're rewarded with the tongue of the wicked or the scornful. People should read the first psalm about, you know, who's blessed of the Lord, you know, and who isn't. But the point is that now we're at a what I call a pivotal nexus. Doug, there's no stopping it. There's no, how should I say this? When God declares, and there's a scripture that says, at what point does the Lord declare to either build up a nation or to tear down a nation? God says, if that nation does right in my sight, I will repent, God speaking, of that which evil, which I would have done. But if they don't, then the judgment of God comes upon the land. And that's the missing link. That's why there's no call across the United States for repentance, godly repentance, you know? And here's the thing. when we allowed a quarter of a billion children to be sacrificed in abortion, in satanic ritual abuse, and everything else that goes on to destroy these little people, we destroyed our future. We destroyed some of the greatest minds that would have ever had a chance to be born on earth, the giftings of all of these human beings, created in the image and likeness of God. That's why abortion matters. That's why it mattered then. And even if they change Roe v. Wade, it doesn't bring back a quarter of a billion people. And I want people to understand this. Bill Gates, I was told, and all I can say is this, it is reported, it is stated behind the scenes, he was Mr. Christian who paid the money for the Georgia Guidestones. Again, what, and I want everybody to understand this. For years, we knew the Georgia Guidestone existed, 20 years, maybe longer than that. Maintain humanity at 500 million. But Doug, until recently, nobody figured out what happens to the other 7 billion people on the planet, which brings me to the next point I'd like to segue into. I looked up, and this has probably changed by now, but just the topic of nuclear war, when I Googled it, okay, or whatever my search engine was 2,680,000,000. 2,680,000,000. That means how many people now have nuclear war, and most people never even thought it was a problem. And again, we're on record, ladies and gentlemen, of being the first talk show host, we're talking about hyperbaric bombs or fuel air explosives. Another term is an overdriven explosion. Somebody says, are you an explosive expert? Absolutely not. But I know some of the greatest ones in the world. And I interviewed one of them in federal prison. I don't even know if he's alive now or he's passed on, Michael Reconocido, who when he defined what happened in Oklahoma City's bombing, he was thrown into federal prison, okay? As a matter of fact, it was, Ted Gunderson of the FBI that debriefed Michael Reconocido, and Michael Reconocido's family was Thiokol, and Mike Reconocido was a child genius, okay? A real one. We throw that word around, but there are qualifications that, you know, have to apply to that. So when I throw out names, it's to tell you that there are real names to those people. And there are real, how should I say this, bona fides. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter the amount of evidence, Doug. Let's just look at this. All the evidence that's come out against the vaccination, against what's going on, even to the point of putting Marburg virus. Marburg is a form of a filovirus, Ebola, if you want, name for the place it breaks out. Ebola Zaire is a strain that broke out, obviously, in Zaire. Ebola Kitwit, K-I-T-W-I-T, I may spell that wrong. Marburg, Germany. Ebola Reston, Virginia. So the whole area of filoviruses, and then the combination of Ebola and smallpox. And ladies and gentlemen, I did a lot of research, but Lori Garrett, The Coming Plague, Richard Preston, The Demon in the Freezer, some of the classic works, The Hot Zone was Richard Preston's magnificent. And I came along in the Christian community or in the talk radio host community, not as alt news, but as presenting the relevance to Christians. I remember, Doug, when I spoke about 24 years ago, first year on a full year of talk radio as a talk radio show host, about genetic specific weapons. This isn't bragging. It's putting into perspective how long they've been around. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the scientists saying, well, we'll be able to invent race-specific or human-specific. We just watched the Olympics in China. Do you know why every day they took a PCR or a swab of the person's DNA to check? It wasn't for checking for COVID. They were taking the DNA of some of the finest athletes in the world, okay? They wouldn't be in the Olympics if they weren't, to enculturate it or, you know, yeah, I guess that would be the right word, enculturated into their super soldier program. The super soldier program really exists. It would be called human enhancement. And again, I'm astonished at people who can't figure it out. With one of the guys, Shenping, P-I-N-G, I know what everybody's thinking. Does he have a cousin named Pong? No. But Shenping basically said, with our bioweapon, we defeated the United States. So I want everybody to know this, whether it's 23andMe or Ancestry.com or all of them out there, all those data banks have been purchased. And they've been purchased by dummy corporations set up by the Chinese. So the Chinese believe that basically they are the superior race. They believe that it is their destiny to rule the world, control the world, and get rid of everybody else. So I think it's really important that people understand that.
So, okay, just so I'm clear on this, because I know that a lot of these, like you mentioned, the Olympics, the testing of the athletes there, it's more of a surveillance and a harvesting of the DNA, right? The Chinese harvested the DNA from these athletes. Then what did they do with that, for example, aside from testing? And forget about that, but what did they do with the DNA? What comes, because you wrote Genetic Armageddon, which is that still available, by the way, on SafeTrek?
No, it isn't. But the deal is that was replaced by Terminated, okay, which is a really important book, ladies and gentlemen. This is an ad, but Terminated, the end of man is here. Here lies the human race who refused to recognize their end when it stared them in the face. That's what the headstone says. You know, you're seeing a robot, and there's all kinds of variations of this, but this robot basically is reading a neural link in the skull, okay? And the skull is going to tell the robot everything, and it's going to be checked against an algorithmic program. And this one, the end of man is here. So, and up in the left, this is written, maybe 3 years ago? DNA, fallen angel. And again, the fallen angel is a big deal. And vaccinations and genetic destruction and by injection. That's what this says on the front. You know, it's very small. Right. But this was, I think, the last book I wrote beside Jesus, the Premise of the Promise. It's that important. And Jesus, the Premise of the Promise is my, how should I say that? That's my last book. And I'm sticking to that. Because there's nothing more than I can say. Look, here's what people ask me. Well, what can we do? Outside of turning to Jesus, you asked me that last podcast. Yeah. Yeah, broadcast. Outside of turning to Jesus, outside of God's direct intervention in our lives, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The answer is nothing but to stand in the whirlwind by the power of God, be strong in the power of his might, the charge to Joshua, fear not. And see, this is the thing that is so pressing to people. There are people that think somehow they're going to escape it. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, but you can't change what's set in motion, because when God declares a thing, and now we're torn between two worlds that are so apparent. And I want everybody to remember something. Prior to the nuclear war talk, 7 years ago, I think it isn't, you could correct me on time, I made the statement that before God allowed Russia and China, at that point, they weren't talking about nuclear war, to destroy the United States, he would reveal the sins of the leaders to the people and the people's sins before a holy God, you know? But Doug, here's the thing. I look back at that statement. I know I heard it from the Lord. It's happened. But you know what? People just say, so what? So what is the second part of that? Before God allows Russia and China to jointly destroy the United States. So when people say to me, I don't believe there'll be a nuclear war because this expert or this person, they don't say, how about this? How about if you look up nuclear war on Google, again, there's 2,680,000,000, it may be, you know, plus or minus, but that's what I saw when I looked it up last night. And the statement of President Putin, Sergei Lavrov, which, by the way, Lavrov is one of the most
intelligent. Now, there's nothing we have in our State Department that can even, and he's fighting to stop nuclear war. I'm not a Russian agent for telling the truth. And today, President Putin's talking. Go on Drudge. Everybody's belittling the president of Russia. The Daily Mail just continually tells the British, if you will, diatribe, Russia's evil, Russia's evil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I post a lot of Daily Mail articles. I do not agree with their conclusion. Sometimes I'll write right in there, this is a false narrative, but they have the best photo coverage. And since people can only paint by numbers nowadays, it seems, they need an image to understand it. It's just like the Dutch the other day called Zelensky on the carpet, president of Ukraine, leader of the Ukraine maybe, and basically said, where did you get your 875? You ready for this? $1 million. You know, again, people say to me, you're negative. No, I'm biblical. And if you say I'm negative, then your contention was with God Almighty, because no one's calling the United States to repentance. I have for 25 years. Has it been effective? No. Has it been effective in individuals' lives? Yes. And now we're at the point where I want people to understand this. The weapons that are going to the Ukraine are being destroyed. The Russians are destroying them. We're even hearing that Raytheon, I think it's Raytheon, can't even produce Stinger missiles. Ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to hear this. We are being taken apart by the United States military at senior level. The woke has made us broke. As they have awakened, our rights have been taken. As they have awakened, our defense posture's pretty much null and void. Sure, we got nukes, but they're irrelevant if they're liquidated in 90 seconds or two minutes by Russia's hypersonic missiles. Doug, every advanced weapon system that Russia possesses, and I President Putin's telling the truth. How do I know? I know scientists that design some of this stuff, and the U.S. military said, we're not going to spend the money, because the president of the United States in those days was Obama, basically said, I want to focus all the money. No, ladies and gentlemen, piece by piece, we've been taken apart. The United States has undergone a communist takeover and a communist takedown. And what is so hard to understand, Doug, is where are the empty shelves? I'm switching now. Where are the empty shelves? How are they going to be refilled if there's no farmland? If all the cattle are slaughtered and all of the dairy cows are slaughtered because they can't, the farmers can't afford to feed their livestock, what are people going to eat? You know what people are going to eat? They're going to eat the bile and gall of an empty stomach. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. Wow. A lot of things in that to unpack, in my view anyway. When you had mentioned this, going back a little bit, and you had stated that the sins of the wicked here in the, at least in our nation, will be revealed before things come to pass. I have a follow-up to that, I guess. Will the sins of the wicked evildoers, once the sins are revealed to the people before we are attacked, will the people enact any justice? Will there be any justice for the wicked whose sins have been revealed, who have sold us down the river? Whether it be the Bidens or Obamas or the Bushes or whoever, Cheney's, will the people have a chance to address that before we, all heck breaks loose?
Well, I think yes, Doug, and I think that's what Dmitry Duderman and others have been shown by, look, there's going to be a civil war, and there are people, and I wrote this in a novel, so I'm not calling for this. I never published a novel. It wasn't really a novel. It was based on fact. It was called Lucifer's Luggage. People can look it up, Suitcase Nukes in America. For the likes of me, I don't know why I didn't put that into print. Again, Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America. I think it was because I got in some, trouble when I wanted to get a manual for a suitcase nuke, not the nuke, the manual. And boy, did that bring a lot of heat down. But again, whenever I would talk on anybody's talk show, including my own, shortwave, whatever, almost within days, if not hours, they bring on somebody with a three-letter agency that would say no such thing exists. Or the whole idea of Red Mercury. Red Mercury really does exist, did exist.
Well, I now remember that. I remember my goodness, the heads that exploded when you mentioned that back in the day. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's, what was it? It was mercury antimony oxide, okay? And it can only be produced in a reactor. So it is a nuclear material. So on eBay, there are people, literally, I'm not kidding you, putting food coloring in mercury and calling it red mercury, okay? I mean, no kidding. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, by the way, pun intended, but that may have been food for thought, but it wouldn't work in the reality, okay? Food coloring with mercury did not make red mercury. The nuclear proliferation from Pakistan, when Dr. Khan would sell any material, any nuclear trigger, you know, any fissionable materials and nuclear weapons at one point, and I knew guys that trafficked in them, meaning you can get anything you want if you can pay the price, $5 million bought you a multi-kiloton nuclear weapon. How many people have that kind of money around the world? You know, you can have anything you want at Dr. Khan's nuclear restaurant, okay? And what was funny about that is, again, the West denied it. The West denied it. So what is important for people to understand is the most rare commodity on Earth, I'd even say in the universe at this point, is the truth. And we're watching the same false narrative in the Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, why should you, as an American citizen, starve because of the Ukraine? Ask yourself that. Why should you, as an American citizen in California, pay $7-$8 a gallon for gas? Why should you in the desert Southwest lack for water when weather warfare, weather modification, and by the way, again, kudos to Dane Wigington. He's one of my heroes. Geoengineeringwatch.org. And I mean that. If somebody was ever worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize, that guy is, not because the Nobel Prize Committee is any bastion of truth, but Dane has been fighting to prove people that geoengineering, in my term, weather wars, has been going on for two decades, longer than that. Actually, if you go back to Project Argosy, and I wrote a book years ago, 20 years ago, called Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. And again, the day would come, according to Defense Secretary Cohen, we own the weather. Weather is a force multiplier, U.S. Air Force, by 2025. They've owned it for the last 20 years. HAARP and the 300-plus patents on weather modification. That's all going on, but the denial increases. The death increases proportionately to the denial. And now we're in now we're in the people that deny it die because of it. And Doug, does again to you, because I don't, you know, where is the disconnect with people not understanding if they don't drink water, they die. If they don't eat, they die. And instead of buying your burger, if it's even available by the pound, you'll be given a calorie allotment. And for the record, everyone, depending on your social credit score, if you're a good little Luciferian globalist World Economic Foundation, if you're a good little world citizen, you might get 2,000 calories a day. I guarantee you're not going to get Nancy Pelosi's Wonder Ice Cream. You're not going to get 31 flavors of whoever had 31 flavors of ice cream. You're going to get what you're allotted as a peon if you're allowed to live. So how long, Doug, before it really kicks in? I'm told, and again, Eric will put it up, that by June 1st is the devil's timetable for the reality to come into being. I couldn't know that unless a team of multi-specialized linguists and computer analysts around the world, and I made sure I didn't even know their names because, you know, I don't. I'm not playing stupid. I don't.
Right.
I knew my contact person. That's it. But the point is that now, And I think people need to understand this. Angels, fallen angels, can communicate telepathically. But when they're dealing with humans who have not achieved that level of communication across the board, they still have a language of their own. And that's called the FA language, fallen angel. And what's important is that there's a disconnect there. Christians read Ephesians 6, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, you know, powers of darkness in heavenly places. That's not talking on earth. That's talking about things we can't see controlling us. But now the things that we couldn't see before are coming into the realm of humans. And they're terrifying in their ramifications. They're terrifying in their visages, meaning what they look like. These wouldn't win Charles Atlas Awards. These would win probably Monsters of the Century Award. I maintain that the outpicturing and some of the people that have, if you will, caricature artists has been nothing more than the outpicturing of the demons that really exist. And I once had a dream, take it to the Lord in prayer, but some of these people that had, if you will, tattoos of Satan on their chest or some really evil stuff, I literally had a dream where these things were bursting out of their chest. It was long before the famous scene in the Alien franchise, long before that. And they've been talking about it because the demonic outpicturing. This doesn't mean all tattoos, but it means when somebody yields, and some of these guys that are having horns and, you know, splitting their tongues, most politicians, what do they call it? Speak with forked tongues. Long time ago, Americans make us agreement. I'm not mocking Native Americans, but they used to call it speak with forked tongues, you know? And I don't know any way to say it better than that. Now you got a bunch of people saying, hey, I'm going to go have my tongue split, you know? They might as well just yield one part of their brain because they're certainly not using both parts of their brain. But notice, ladies and gentlemen, the beauty of God's creation being absolutely distorted. Now, I want to make this statement. I don't care if a person has pink hair, has red hair, and I'm talking not red hair like normal redheads. I'm talking about, you know, Fire Engine Red, actually saw a lady like that. Purple hair, all these hairs. But they better not be saying that they represent Jesus and that when they die, they go to heaven, they go on a shopping trip, and men become their slaves, literally, to carry their packages. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't.
I can send it to you, but one of the most famous pink-haired ladies on TV, following to 300,000 people, it basically she turned heaven into Disney World. And we all know their roots, you know. And I'm not a fan of Disneyland. I totally, in my opinion, yeah, you're seeing, again, the sins of the leaders. Disneyland is fantasy land. And now you're seeing the metaverse. And I wish they just called out what it truly is, the perverted verse or the perverted universe. You know, the thing is that you're seeing every imaginable form of evil transposed in the metaverse. So how do we get to where we're at right now? I'm telling you, within the last 3 hours, 4 hours, actually, because I'm looking at my time, the amount of materials going into Poland by the United States military and NATO is off the charts. But no one ever asks the question, what happens if all this stuff gets bombed? What does that mean to the defense of the United States of America? What does it mean? Ladies and gentlemen, it means we're, I can't use that word. I was going to say we're, you know, screwed. I'll use that word. But remember, people are more offended by that word than they are 250 million babies butchered. They're more offended by that than, you know, as long as I've got my whatever big burger or big Wonder Burger today, triple burger, you know, ketchup, onions, pickle, or secret sauce, maybe some onion rings thrown on it, blah, blah, blah. They're okay until that day stops. So when the day the world stops, when what you have in your possession is all you have totally from that point on, there's going to be no one. I'm sorry about that, Doug. My phone is buzzing. I'll turn it off. There's going to be no ability for anybody at that point to, outside of bartering, and there will be people that have taken the mark that'll still barter if there's a deal for it, because if they don't believe in God, what's the deal? I just get, you know, an ounce of gold, I sell a cow, I get an ounce of gold, I sell 100 ounces of, or 100 gallons of gasoline, whatever it is. But what we're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, all across the planet is you as a normal human must be ruled by the elite. And the elite believe in the chaotic destruction of all nation states to this global goo called the New World Order or the Great Reset, which is a bunch of horse manure. The thing is, they're just redefining the words. And in essence, I'll make it simple. 7 billion people have to die. 7 billion people. Now, we know from the Bible, a third and a third die. So a third of seven, you know, whatever, 2.3 billion, and a third of the remaining five, another, you know, 1.5, 1.6 billion. So that's half the world's population. But how does that take place? It takes place primarily, obviously, from nuclear war. It takes place already, biological weapons released. It takes place from the events that are now transpiring before us, all coming together at once. But starvation, and this is what's really critical, Doug, starvation gives about a 72-hour, maybe 96-hour window before everything goes ballistic. And it's my contention that the food riots are coming. It's my contention that the law of the jungle will kick into effect like none of us have ever imagined. That's based on the words of Jesus. There's never been a time like this, nor would there be again. And except the days be short for the elect's sake. The elect are the elect of God, those redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, those who have Jesus as Lord and Savior. Those days are shortened for our sake. And just think about this. This is mind-blowing. Today is what, the 28th? Today is the 28th of April. Where did April go, everybody? Do you remember when, I mean, just where did April go? I promise you, May will go faster than April. June will go faster than April until the calendar no longer matters. Go ahead, Doug.
No, it's amazing you brought that up because I think there's something else going on with time. And, you know, I know my folks and Steve, I'm sure you've heard it. The older you get, the quicker time goes. Look, I get that. And I understand that. But I think we're looking at something beyond that. I think we're looking at this tremendous acceleration of time, or at least noticeable acceleration of time. Where did April go? Where did, what, 5 months into, or going to be 5 months into 2022? Steve, I'm still trying to figure out where 1978 went, okay? Let me back up a little bit and kind of get into something you mentioned about the metaverse. I want to ask you about this because I know people are kind of wanting to know. And by the way, if you want to know about what's important on Steve's mind, make sure you sign up for his private intelligence briefings. What's the best way to do that, Steve?
Go to Gen6, GENSIX.com.
Okay.
I want to make a statement, Doug. People who are even in that world, or people that have been kicked out of the U.S. military, U.S. Air Force, others are sending me emails saying, wow, you give better briefings than we got because we were compartmentalized. In other words, compartmentalized means they only got this much. They can't believe the amount of information that's out there, especially from science guy. I only had one guy, and I don't know if he's real, and you know, only one, but hundreds of people saying thank you. His bona fides, and when most people are unused to talk radio or not used to being on it or podcast, they say, okay. I know some of the brightest people, and they want to make the point. To say okay is a period. I get people that are just saying, wow, bring them on again. One guy says, never bring them on again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got news for you. I fear God enough to know that listening to the people would cost me whatever anointing, whatever appointing, whatever purpose I have to hear from God. You don't believe I do? Fine. I could care less. Take it or leave it. You know, you want to tell me to go, you know what, myself? Fine. But when you starve and your tongue cleaves under the roof of your mouth and there's no water, when your stomach is churning. Anybody who's ever gone 3 days. Now, there are people who can fast. You know, there are people that have fasted 40 days. You know, Pastor Langford has done it a number of times. But it takes discipline. The average person really doesn't have that discipline. I'd say 90%, 99% don't have that discipline. I don't have that discipline. You know, if I were to make the statement I'm disciplined, that would be the second biggest lie in the universe. I'm not. But the point is that there are people who are, but everybody gets hungry. Everybody gets thirsty. And what's interesting, Doug, the Word of God talks about the famine that comes in the land for the Word of God prior to a literal famine that comes upon the land. And see, there's a disconnect. People think, and as the majority of Christians, or what call themselves Christians, according to George Barna and all his studies, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think most of us who have a Christian understanding and who have truly been born again by the Spirit of the living God, my case, 51 years coming up, the point is that's a generation that's passing away. And that's a generation, and there's a generation that has grown up now that knows not God, that could care less about God. The only thing they care about is their godly parents dying and them getting the money so they can sit in their parents' home that they'll probably inherit and play video games. Play video games. If people understood video games are probably one of the great, and I don't play them, okay? But one of the greatest tools of mind control, mind programming, and the graphics are better than most of the movies, computer-generated graphics, etc. But the messages, whether they're monsters or cannibalism or, you know, women that got male parts, you know, I mean, or the other way around, the point is that, you know, or a Supreme Court justice who doesn't know what a female is, that presents a problem. But collective insanity has overtaken the United States. Or the Christians should have been yelling at their lungs because Christians are in the crosshairs, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who understand a tracking scope, there are telescopic sights that can literally monitor movement, and the movement you don't have to track. The bullet drop compensator, the windage, the elevation, these are all, you know, shooting terms, all calculated automatically. So somebody says, well, I'm a moving target. It makes it harder for them to hit. Not anymore. No. And so the point is that if Christians understood, and this is why God's going to, you know, put us through events that most people think they're out of here. And at what point, if World War III comes, does that interfere with the rapture doctrine?
Ooh. You know,
at what point do the people who are watching, by the way, my guess is that the numbers of people dead, especially in China, the admitted numbers are at least 100 times higher than that, 100 times, you know? Yep. And it got to the point where even some of my fellow podcasters, broadcasters, couldn't believe the numbers. And you're going to see, I'm going to tell you already, you're going to see podcasters go to war against each other.
We're already seeing that, brother.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is something that I think people, our audience, should really understand. All broadcasters or podcasters are not created equal, okay? And that's okay, but many people out there who are doing what we do have different agendas. And if you've ever tried to get cooperation between broadcasters or podcasters, I'll just say podcasters, say, let's all get together and advance like, sorry for using the word like, advance an objective to bring God back into the mix, or advance whatever objective it might be. There are people out there whose egos will not allow it, broadcasters, podcasters. And I find that very disheartening, Steve. You told me about this when we first started together, that people are not in this, what we do, for good reasons, you know, for a legitimately good reason. And I thought, you know, despite what I've seen as an investigator, I thought, man, if you're giving so much time to this platform or this venue, why wouldn't you take into account other people, other Christians? And so anyway, I just really want to put an exclamation point after that, how many different agendas there are for broadcasters or podcasters. So thank you for pointing that out. And if you want to expand on that, go ahead.
Well, I just want to expand because I warned people years ago when I was one of the founders of the survival movement, the prepper movement, whatever you want to call it, that food would be the most important thing up until the time prior to Jesus' second coming, that fresh water would be critical, that seeds and being able to grow your own food. And those days, Doug, I brought on people like Robert Speer, like Bob Speer. If he's still alive, I don't know that he is or isn't, but talking about raising goats and chickens, stuff I don't know how to do, okay? I just don't know how to do it. I deal with so many two-legged chickens and their droppings that's the only chickens I know how to deal with, okay? So the point is that we're watching now bird flu. Interesting, huh? People, please if you get one thing out of this podcast, listen, you're watching the systematic destruction of the United States food raising capabilities, the distribution of the food, and the restocking of the shelves. Not one day goes by, Doug, where I don't get multiple emails saying, you know, I can't even get my parts for my chainsaw. I can't get this. I can't get that. And here's what I'm saying. You may not be able to get those things, but you better get this. It isn't going to get better. This is the planned destruction of American citizens first. Obviously, it's going to affect everybody. Or how about Europe? Let's just jump to Europe, okay? We'll go around the world really quick. Europe said they're not going to pay Russia in rubles. It was one of the most brilliant, most financially, how should I say this, checkmating positions when basically Vladimir Putin put a floor under gold at $1,600 an ounce. The official attitude of the United States is they value gold at $42 an ounce, okay? $42 an ounce.
I just want to be really accurate here. You said $1,600 an ounce. Wasn't it pegged at $1,920 an ounce, the ruble, or $1,920?
Well, forgive me. It was at the time because he pegged it to 5,000 rubles per gram, I believe it was.
Okay.
And I want people to understand, most people don't understand the difference between a troy ounce and a dry ounce, okay? A troy ounce is 1.2 ounces. And 1.2 ounces, so obviously a kilo of 32 troy ounces is going to weigh 32 times 1.2, whatever it is. I think there's some fractions there too. But what Putin did was basically not only back, and people are arguing over this, he backed the ruble with gold. He has enough gold to back that up. And the point that is critical that everybody's missing is that when the nations that said in Western Europe, we're not going to buy it in rubles, when they ran out of fuel, they turned around and bought it in rubles. Germany will be forced to do the same thing. Because without energy, remember this, Henry Kissinger's famous statement, with oil, we control nations. With food, we control people. And by extension, they decide who can drive their cars and who can basically eat. And so Russia is self-contained. I'll give you a good example. And this is a pitch. I want people to understand this. This is a palladium bar. Palladium, when I started on talk radio, was $80 an ounce. Today it's $2,300, $2,400. It's been as high as $3,000, okay? This is a one-ounce palladium bar. I had a friend of mine who I happened to sell them to who bought them at $100 an ounce. And when I bought them back from him, they're $2,500 an ounce. Palladium and platinum. This is a platinum. I don't know if you can see it clearly, but this is a platinum American Eagle. They're beautiful. They're just beautiful. Statue of no longer liberty. But the point is that platinum and palladium are controlled by Russia. These are two of the most important metals in the world. The rarest, too, by the way. They are the rarest. Platinum and palladium are used in cold fusion, which the energy companies have sat on. They even murdered a guy named Eugene Maloff. I remember the day they did it. And he was writing about cold fusion. Pons and Fleischmann, two Utah scientists, proved it. Other proof of it. These are available in such small quantity. For instance, this platinum eagle, in those days, there were platinum nobles and there were platinum platinum maple leaves. You know, at one point was selling at $500 an ounce more than the spot price of gold. Today, to buy an ounce of gold, forget the spot prices. It's what's the available cost. These are like about $1,200, okay? That's half, just about half the price of gold. It used to trade at $500 an ounce over gold. Palladium, to get an ounce of palladium, because it is so scarce, you're going to pay probably close to $2,700, $2,627. It depends on the day, Doug. It depends on availability. So the things that's really critical for people to understand, there's a lot of gold, but when you see how little platinum there is, and I'm aware of the platinum mine in Montana, which is called the Stillwater Complex. It was sold to the Russians, 7 to 10 years ago. I've literally been to that mine, so I know what I'm talking about. I've been raised around the mining industry all my life. My grandfather and my father were geologists. One was a geophysicist, one was a geologist. And they gave me the best advice. They said, Steve, don't go out and mine this stuff. Wait until it's refined and sell this stuff, okay? And I used to read assays and core samples and all this stuff. And I got emails from people, well, I'm going to go out and make $1 billion because I'm going to extract gold from black sand. I'm veering for a purpose. You can't do it cost effectively enough. There's a lot of shows on TV now, gold. There's a gold rush. I mean, you can watch, what, 4 or 5 different shows? Even somebody's now, I think, trying to extract gold out of Greenland, okay? There are easier ways to do it. The bottom line is that, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me. I'm one of the larger sales in the whole country of platinum and palladium. This is where your money, if you've got discretionary income, this isn't for barter. This is for capital growth. These have been blocked from coming out of Russia. Not only does Russia control the platinum and palladium, this is a fact. Go look it up. They also control, in agreement with the Jewish diamond cartels and even De Beers, they control the diamond market of the world. Diamonds have gone through the roof. I don't recommend diamonds unless you're a specialist, because most people don't understand how, I knew a guy that used to carry in the palm of his hand minimum 1 carat D flawless coins. I think today, I could be wrong, but they're between $20,000 and $25,000. That's a pretty small 25,000. You get a pocket full of those, and this gentleman lived in that realm, and he could carry $25 million in a little pouch, you know?
And you're talking diamonds, right? Diamonds.
Diamonds, right. Right. Diamonds. I'm sorry. I'm only talking about diamonds. So if Russia controls the platinum, the palladium, Russia's export policy on gold is no gold mined in Russia, which includes Siberia, of course, goes out of the country. And yet, through the last 5 years, Russia's been buying all the gold they can buy. They have gas, natural gas. They have wheat. They have pretty much the collective control of neon gas. It doesn't mean you need neon signs. It means you need that for semiconductors to manufacture them. And while everybody is, we're going to put sanctions, sanctimonious sanctions, on Russia, you know who suffers? The United States. The United States, by design, fertilizer, 80% of the fertilizer. These are real numbers. And before people say to me, you're selling fear to sell food, guess what? There's going to be no food to sell. I quit selling food years ago. You're just pushing fear to push gold and silver. Well, add in then platinum and palladium, because the people who are buying this know that there's value in this. We just see the Bank of Japan just made an announcement. Okay, I'll split from Europe now, and we'll go to Japan. The BOJ, the Bank of Japan, is talking about currency collapse. Guess what? That's exactly like David Wilkerson's vision. It would start in Germany. 1973, he had the vision. It would spread to Japan, the Bank of Japan. I don't have time on Doug's show to explain to you the Japanese carry trade. Real simple, Japan loaned money every place at 0% interest. People bought gold, people bought silver, people got platinum, people bought oil. And, you know, if you had any kind of standing in the economic world, if you had $1 billion, you could buy almost, you could get almost 100 to 1. So you could have $1 billion, a lot of people that have that amount of money, and you could borrow $100 billion from the Bank of Japan. So now we're watching, if you will, the container ports. Now let's go to China. Okay, we just jumped from Japan to China. China is willing to sacrifice hundreds of millions of their own citizens. It's historic, in order to shut the West off from that. The products we need, oh, how about pharmaceuticals? 80% of the pharmaceuticals, the drugs come into this country from China. The intentional disengagement of manufacturing, of technological acceleration. Every single president in the United States has, in essence, from about Reagan on, sold us down the drain. Bill Clinton gave the Loral Satellite Corporation terminal guidance system to China. George Bush Sr. gave the neutron bomb. Oh, how do you know that? Because Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, became a very good friend of mine. How do you know nuclear physicists with an acute clearance is, you know, you're allowed access to nuclear weapons. A crypto clearance, you can pretty much read everything. A majestic clearance, there's majestic 12. Oh, my friends have a top secret clearance and they say that's all fuddy-duddy. Well, your friends are ignorant and stupid. I'm sorry. You know, again, Doug, what's happening is this. People live in the United States, two major processes that control everything. And that's why we're doomed. Denial is the first thing. And the second thing is basically irresponsibility.
That's good.
Everybody wants everybody else to do it for them. That's why everybody wanted Trump to come back. Maybe he'd save us. Are you kidding? He couldn't save himself. He could not save himself. And every single person he appointed turned against him. Who was advising him? Who was advising him? And it wasn't just, you know, the first guy. What did he call him? Mr. Magoo? What was the name of the first attorney general? I know him as
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo. And then he replaced him with who? He, you know, what's that guy's name? Barr, William Barr. Was it William Barr? Yep.
Yeah.
Or Bob Barr.
Bill Barr. Bill Barr.
Bill Barr. Yep.
Yeah.
And each time he raised the bar on people that were, how should I say this, more anti-Trump than the previous ones. It's not mirror, mirror on the wall. Look how great you all. Look how great I am, you all. You cannot have a nation of narcissists that have the best interest of the country. I want people to really ask, and seriously, if you're a praying Christian and you believe, you don't have to believe what I'm saying because you like or don't like me, but take it to the Lord in prayer. And what happens when God himself speaks and says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge? Not because I don't warn you. Surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Not everyone has the office of a prophet or the calling of a prophet, but everyone in the scripture can prophesy and they can at least listen to Jesus. And what's astonishing to me is the amount of animosity, that's the word I want, or animus, towards the prophetic scriptures, because, you know, people have been saying this for 100 years. Yeah, but you didn't have the technology of the beast in order to bring on the mark of the beast. You didn't have the advanced, if you will, ability to create biopathogens or through recombinant DNA and genetic manipulation, take two horrible things and make a third composite horrible thing. And this is why if Jesus' word are irrelevant to the church, and they are, because the majority of Christians are too afraid to lift up the name of Jesus because they don't understand one thing. Friendship with the world. Oh, I want to have a hug fest. I want the globalists just to love me and leave me alone. You know, oh, come on, World Economic Forum. I'm really on your side. You can't serve two masters. God himself is dividing the line, you know. And may those of us who are on the wrong side of the line in the world's eyes reveal at least the reality of Jesus. God will provide for those who believe that he'll provide for them. Look, if God will send manna to the children of Israel, and Doug, I'm making this statement, all of us who are following Jesus, we'll either go to heaven ahead of everybody else, or we'll be led someplace else than where we're at this point. Because the early church had to go underground. They just found one of the most elaborate underground cities in Turkey. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know your Bible, and this is not a wise guy statement, but all the seven churches in the book of Revelation reside in Turkey or Turkey proper. They found the largest underground city with vast amounts of tunnels and cave structures. And the Christians hung out in those to basically, how do I say this? Escape the slaughter of Rome. Anybody who believes going to a mega mind control center, an MMC, mind control center, yeah, MMCC, so like some of these huge churches, your best life now. Well, you better enjoy it because it's about to come to an end. And I maintain, ladies and gentlemen, you'll get this attitude. You already saw it when the floods came. When you have a problem and you've been tithing to whatever XYZ megachurch, when you start to go hungry, trust me, they won't. No, trust the word of God, because they were never shepherds. They were wolves. And in essence, they sheared you. They may have sheared the sheep. That's, you know, getting them tithe, giving money. I'll give you, Brother Doug. You give me $7,000. I promise you, Brother Doug, 7,000 miracles. I promise you, Doug, a shopping trip in heaven. And instead of the women being able to shop, we'll have the women folk carrying our bags. I mean, it's insanity. And yet some of the most famous Christian talk show hosts embrace heresy. They export heresy. And people don't know what to believe. And God's word says God is not the author of confusion. So how does God ultimately deal with confusion? He takes out of the equation those who are fake to confuse, because God says he's going to divide between the sheep and the goats. You don't have to do it, Doug Hagman. I don't have to do it. And those who are calling us goats, they try and get our goats. You know, they don't understand. We're following the great shepherd. We're not following the butcher to the slaughterhouse. And I'm telling people, and look, I don't believe we have a massive amount of time. I don't. If NATO delivers and the United States delivers those billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons, and President Putin's already gone on record, you guys land them there, we'll take them out there. When that happens, remember this, there is no replacement for those weapons. There is no replacement. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, you bring up a good point. Biden earlier today went to stated he was going to go to Congress and asked for, some $33 billion in aid, additional aid for Ukraine. What I see taking place is this provocation by NATO and this extreme, disconnect by Americans and by people in the West thinking Ukraine's already part of Ukraine Ukraine is already part of NATO, or NATO has some oversight with Ukraine. Ukraine, in my view anyway, to opine just a bit, there are no good guys in this fight with respect to Ukraine. But anyway, that aside, let me ask you a pointed question, because you said something earlier about not knowing. Are you surprised that we haven't seen nuclear exchanges yet over Ukraine?
I want people to understand we've already seen thermobaric explosions. And thermobaric bombs are the most powerful non-nuclear weapons. I believe that the minute enough of the West war material show up in Poland and it heads into the Ukraine, you're going to see a big thermobaric explosion on the order of 44 megatons. That would be 44 million tons of TNT equivalent. But what's interesting about thermobaric weapons, warheads, bombs, is the fact that there's no residual radiation. There is no fallout. And what also is nice about it, sorry to sound bottom line-ish, but you don't have to send in the teams to bury the dead, what's left of the dead. They get incinerated. So what happens, and I think that, I'm telling you point blank, I don't believe that for 1 minute that the World Economic Foundation and the Luciferians don't want nuclear war. By the way, Doug, there's a latest glyph on it that Lucifer himself is telling all the fallen angels, this war must take place as an ultimate sacrifice to me, speaking of Lucifer. Isn't it interesting? Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And he who has a son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has life. Yet the only thing that follows Lucifer is death, human sacrifice, hideous, beyond my ability even discuss it or even want to look at it, hideous stuff. And I think Jesus said it really well. I said, Lord, is there ever any end to the evil that's on this planet? He said, not until I bring an end. And that's true, because the depths of Satan are swallowing up more people than the straight and narrow that leads to heaven and eternal life. Look, I'm a pragmatist. I think, Doug, you've known me for a long time. I don't believe in pie in the sky. I believe in God's throne and not in the sky, in the heaven of heavens. But what's astonishing to me is the assumptive and presumptive mindset of most people that think, you guys, it's all gone on. We've heard it before. You're just selling fear. Anybody that says that, I want this to be a mark to people who know, who have tried to tell the truth. Anybody that tells you that you're selling fear will be your enemy when fear overtakes them. That's a powerful statement. Anybody who accuses you of selling fear will become your enemy when fear overtakes them. Because listen, they can't. They will hate you because, number one, you told them the truth. They will want what you have and they won't find it unless they repent. They will automatically get the attitude, like I've heard so many years in my life and being in the prep business, we're just going to come and kill you. Or as one of our brothers in Missouri, I won't even name his name, or Doug, he met people that are planning on killing people and cooking and packaging them. And I told you that.
Yep, yep.
And I, you know, you could talk to him yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you heard that. Cannibalism is a ritual feast that takes place in Hollywood, okay? And I'm going to start calling it hellibalism, okay? Or Hollywood, no, I'll just call it hellibalism. That's Hollywood cannibalism. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so pronounced worldwide. The elite feast on the life force. That's the innocent blood. I just even saw a quote by somebody saying Alex Jones is right, who was one of his critics, you know? Yep. And it was based on Megan Fox and her boyfriend. I want to make this clear. They're telling you of the ritual drinking of each other's blood. Yep. I want people to understand that. They're basically taking each other's life and they're making the ultimate pledge of their eternal souls, unless they repent, to eternal damnation.
So, you know, I wonder how many people really, maybe this is a good time to kind of toss this out there. How many people really understand, Steve, what you just said there about Hollywood and about the drinking of blood and eating human flesh and what's coming, what's being proposed by the globalists. I felt like I had a front row seat to everything between you, your work with the Glyph Project, Russ Dizdar, finding these characters that turned out to be angelic language glyphs, and having them translated, in how the cannibalistic, oh, I don't know, sacrificial, I can't even find the word.
Rituals. Let's call them rituals.
Yeah, because, you know, Steve, I'll tell you what. Well, you know what we've seen and what we found and what people are doing right now in terms of rituals. And they're God bless Russ's team and the offshoot of Russ's team, what they do to save children. Children are a commodity in this, and people don't want to believe that. I'm not sure where I was going with this, except to say that everything that you talked about in the past, everything that we've been mocked about, whether it be from the Rolling Stone magazine to some other, maybe some other podcaster, broadcaster, is really coming in the open now. Everyone's seeing that this is true, brother. I want to, again, publicly thank you for what you've done, but also warn people that it's only going to get worse. We're not going to get saved. And we've got about 10 minutes left of our show. So before I go on any further, though, I got to ask you this. I've been watching the fallout from Musk purchasing Twitter, okay, or about to purchasing Twitter. What's your take on all of that? Is that part of this revealing the sins of the leaders or no?
Well, I think the left is flipping out because they had a monopoly on lies.
Yeah.
I think the left is flipping out because Musk is a believer in, you know, in essence, free speech. Now, obviously, you know, he's one day he's the richest guy and the next day he's the second richest guy. But why is it that the left got so fearful? Because they thought they could control the narrative. You control the narrative, you control the outcome. So I believe this has to do with, again, the sins of the leaders being revealed to the people. When people find out the horse manure they believed that would fill every barn and every stable on the planet, from both Twitter and also Faces of Death book, also Instagram, also Wikipedia, what they'll find is the same power structure controls them all. And Doug, it's going to get really problematic. I want to bring up the bivy stick, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the satellite phone store has been so gracious to Doug and I as a sponsor.
Yep.
The bivy stick, and I told people that satellite phones would disappear. Mike Adams and I did shows together, you and I, and we said, look, they only got this many satellite phones. One of the complaints about satellite phones, they're limited in each text message to about 133 characters. The bivy stick, I want people to understand, this is text only, it's not voice, but you hook it into your cell phone. Your cell phone's just a keypad. It has nothing to do with the cell phone signal. You Bluetooth it in here. You can send through the satellites, you avoid all cell phone towers and everything, messages up to 1,000 characters. And the satellite phone store, and it's, you know, satellitephonestore.com. Make sure you go there. I mean, they have a special I'm looking at. It's $55 per month. I think it's $69 or $65 with Galileo. Now, the problem, listen, the people that manufactured the satellite phones still work. But a lot of people were complaining they didn't get enough data and information. You're a influencer, so am I. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would tell you, you need to get one of these. I mean, look at how small they are. I mean, this is small. Here's a regular cell phone. Okay? I'm going to compare sizes. There you go. And whatever cell phone, if you've got, obviously, this will work with iPhones and Androids, any smartphone. It's a tremendous deal because you can stay in contact when the phone, and we're hearing today cyber attacks, aren't we? We're hearing power shortages and everything, you know, and you have to call satellite phone store because I can tell you this, even as many of these as they have, these are selling out too. That's not a sales pitch, but where maybe some people said, hey, I can't afford, you know, $100 a month. These are whatever, $69 a month, I think. And they can tell you the number and it comes with Galileo. You don't have need a separate subscription because we were finding out that the satellite phone stores, basically went, oh, crap, look at all these phones and look at the amount of data going out. The data was overwhelming. So it's called a bivy stick. If you go to stevequayle.com, and Eric, if you would put that link up to the video, it's very self-explanatory. And if I can handle this, most people should be able to handle it because I'm kind of a techno moron, okay? I'm not a technologically oriented computer guy. But this is the best thing, and it's a satellitephonestore.com. And I would just say this, tell them you heard it on our program because you do get special deals. Say, I heard Steve and Doug talking about this.
That's right.
Because you can't even usually get $60 cell phone coverage across the United States. These work around the world, Doug, and that's the other thing. And I'm going to say one last thing, too. How many minutes we have? Five?
We have about 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, anybody that's going to leave the country, if you believe you're supposed to leave the country, check it out with the Lord first. But you need to go very soon because once they go to the universal passport, universal vaccine, you will not be able to get out of the country. And I'm just saying this, you better decide now. If you want to go to Portugal, you know, that's one of the places that, you know, a lot of people are going to, expats, go there. Go wherever the Lord leads you. But remember this, that it's going to be a global hunt down, a global score. Interpol, if you're a, let's say this, a non-compliant global citizen antagonist, you know, you're going to be hunted down. And the only one that can hide me is Jesus. The only one who can hide you in the secret place, the Most High God, is the Lord himself. So here, somebody said, well, you're getting just too religious. Look, the people that make that claim are just too freaking carnal, okay? Because the carnality in humans wants, look, I want everything to stay the same too. You know, I like my creature comforts. I go to the fridge. Thank you, Jesus. Get my water. Sometimes I'll chew ice on my own podcast. And evidently, there's some people that get really irritated when I chew ice. So guess what? I chew more ice because ice is nice and it will become unavailable. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you would be walking, you will be walking through water you normally would have avoided as a water source. That'll be your only water source. You better have, and I don't sell them, a water filter. Call Bob Griswold at Ready Made Resources.
Absolutely.
You need a portable water filter. You've got to pay attention to water. And most, again, Doug, whatever food you can buy. If I tell you, June, now, that doesn't mean God can't stop it moving into July. But the day a hyperbaric bomb goes off in the Ukraine or Poland, you know, I think people better understand that day changes forever. Every option. You may have five options. Again, I notice not six, five options. They're not six fingers. One, two, three, four, five. You've got five options. Take each one of them you have because the day will come when you won't be able to hold up any fingers. You won't even have a middle finger, pun intended, because in essence, everything's going to be shut off. Everything's going to cease to exist. That's not negative. You cannot have the ships that can't unload. And it's listen, Doug, asymmetric warfare is going on, and we're too dumb to see it. We have treason and treachery at the highest levels of our government, and nobody says a peep about the United States going to be unable to defend itself. It's going to be unable. We won't even be able to have money to trade if our ships could land in any port because the whole world has watched. And by the way, have you noticed, Doug? I'll turn it right over to you, that it went from $95 billion left in Afghanistan, which was the original number. Now it's down to nine. That's total hogwash. I've seen pigs wallowing in the mud that absolutely have more cleanliness than the lies that are coming out of the mainstream, if you will, controlled narrative. Go ahead, sir. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, Steve, I'll tell you what, it's always a joy. I look forward to every Thursday, and hopefully we can continue this. But I so appreciate you, and I know that the audience does as well. Folks, this is much, I mean, so much information was passed, was dropped, an information download. I so appreciate Steve. But by the way, folks, go to stevequill.com. That's stevequill.com. Link will be in the program description box. Or Renaissance Precious Metals, too, if you're in the market for metals. And I think that would be a wise thing to do. And, of course, Gen 6 for Megadrop, Megadeth, and all of the books and investigative products Steve Quill has. Steve, we're out of time. God bless you, my friend. Talk soon.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. We'll be back tomorrow and in the studio on Monday with our new equipment. God bless, everyone. Good night.